Good morning, we're saying Shabbat of Kuf Lamed Gimel. We're going to start on Kuf Lamed Bet. I'm going to go back a little bit more than I should, but just very quickly, we got there, we've been discussing the idea of Mila being Doche Shabbos. So Rava says over there that we said, Amar Mila's Mila Doche Lotchecha Kavachom, Lotchecha Kra, Wach, you got a Kavachomer, and he brought his Kavachomer from Shabbos, that Shabbos is Chamira, that my Shabbos, which is Chamira. So it's doche tzarat, right? Which is doche the avon, which is doche the Shabbos. Lo kol sheken, avon rafsaf le rabbi, bimai le Shabbos chamira. Why Shabbos chamira? Maybe tzarat is chamira, right? Because it's doche the avon, and avon is doche Shabbos. But it's not because it's chamira, but because the gavre lo chazi, because the person isn't ra'ui to do avon. That's what we said yesterday, right? So we said, what's the problem? Right, this is Rav Safra now, right? This is Rav Safra. Remember, there's a discussion here between Rabbi and Rav Safra. So Rav Safra said, what's the problem? The yikot part of the avolim, just cut off the tzarat into the avoda. He says he can't do it anyhow because he mechusa tevila, because he will still have to go to the mikvah. Right, Rashid, even though he'd cut off the thing, he has to wait until the night until he'd be able to go to the mikvah, so therefore it wouldn't work. The guy's like, I tell you, that works very well. This is what we got up to yesterday. He says, Tainach, that's a good answer with regards to Nega'im Tameim. There's some Nega'im which are Tameim. There's some Nega'im, by the way, which aren't Tameim. Rashi mentions that there's a whole sugya there in Nagaim, right? Rashi look in Nagaim Tohorim, Kagon Bahak, Ufarcha Bechulei, like if the whole body became got tzarat, for example, it's completely counterintuitive. We learn in the Parsha that it's completely counterintuitive. If your whole body becomes full of tzarat, you're Tahor. It's only the little parts of the big, that's very, 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 we won't get into all the details there. But he says, what about Nagaim that are Tameim? That's fine, what you're saying of Yahav Gadal Mikvah. But Nagaim Tohorim, so with Nagaim Tohorim, there's still a din, rather, right, you can't cut them off. But he wouldn't have to go to the mikvah. So that's not an answer anymore. But why is he not chazu? Why is he not right through the avodah? It's pashut that tzara'at is doche avodah. Not because he's not chazu. Says the ma'ik, and then what are you going to say? So it's an amar of Ashi. So that knocks out that answer over there. That Rava says that we don't need a cry because we've got a kavachomer. We've knocked out that kavachomer. It's not relevant anymore to us because we see that we can't prove it in both ways with regards to the tahor and the tamay of the tzara'at. So amar of Ashi. Rashi is like this. When do we say, we discussed this concept yesterday, that a mitzvah ase can knock out a mitzvah lota ase? I mean, we said not a lota ase and an ase together. But if it's just an ase versus a lota ase, the lota ase knocks it out. He says, when do we, because now we could say over here that mila really is a mitzvah ase. Cutting off the tzara'at is a mitzvah lota ase. Bring your mila and knock out the tzara'at. That's a pashut story then. Why is it a big deal, right? That can make perfectly good sense. There's a law tasei on not cutting off the baheret. There's a mitzvah tasei of doing mila, then do it. So comes along, Rabbi Ashi says, no. Let's look carefully. When do we apply this principle? He says, right? He says, like mila with tzara'at, for example, inami tzitzit or kilayim, or tzitzit and kilayim. When do we say that in a tzitzit, you can make tzitzit? There's a law tasei of shatnez. Right, there's a mitzvah of wearing tzitzit, gelimti lechem, etc. So we allow tzitzit without lota say, like we want to say now with the mila and tzara'at. When do we say that? It says, the be'idna de mit'aker lav ke mokme ase. When at the time, he says, this is what Rashi says, that at the moment that you perform the mitzvah, ase, at the exact same time, you are undoing that lav. So there's a love of kilayim. But as you fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzit, it goes at the same time. Is that kilayim and tzitzit kicking together. As you tie the knot on the tzitzit, you fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzit, you also created kilayim. That's when we say that asay is doche lo tasay. When it happens simultaneously. Right? He says, hacha be'idna demiat kalav lo mokim asay. He says, but here, look what's happening over here. When the kohen cuts off the tzara'at, right? What is the love? The love is not to remove the tzara'at. What is the asay to do the avoda? But is the kohen, as he cuts off the tzara'at, doing the avoda? No. He's cutting off the tzara'at, and then he's going to go do the avoda. So like he's taking a knife and saying, Yerechecha! Right? And Bikar Kohen with a knife in the one hand and shouting out Yerechecha at the other hand. He's not doing that. He's cutting off the tzara'at. He's waiting a while. Look here. He says, Lo kamokim asay. Right, look at Rashi over here. And I'm a Rav. She had a minute Shabbat chemitz mitzara'at. Afa gav the dachet tzara'at lavoda. Lav chumri didehu. In a hainu time. What's the reason? Ki amin an atis v'achilot asay. Go mila b'tzara'at. De b'shar ketitim yakelav. Like a mitzvah of mila, for example, we can understand. Mila, as you cutting the tzara'at, you're fulfilling the brit mila. That's a mitzvah. Asay doche lo tasay. Then we can say asay doche lo tasay. But with the tzarat in the avodah, that's not the reason. Just mamash, because the guys don't drive. I can see what you said. Rav and Rav Safra. Tanai, the Gemara says that machloket between Rav and Rav Safra is a machloket tanai. The Tanya, what's a machloket? Basar. Got this pasuk which says basar. Right, the pasuk we've seen before. Uveyom hashmini yimol basar or lato. Why did it say Uveyom hashmini? It could have just said Uveyom hashmini yimol or lato. It would be in perfectly good sense. Why did it say the word basar there? Yimol or lato. Everyone knows what orla is. Right? So the bride says, what does it mean, basar? Afa pi sheyesham baheret yimol. Even though there's baheret there, you can do the bris, says Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, eino tzarich. Right? He says over here, we don't need it. What does he mean when he says over here that we don't need tzarich? So we said a second ago that word basar is meyutar in the pasuk, right? We could have said yimol or lato. So he says, eino tzarich, this yitu. Why? It's because Shabbos chamura docha. Shabbos, which is more chamur, and tzarat is doche. Tzarat lo kol shekain. So he says over here, right? What does he want to say? He said, look at the Rashi over here. It's like a tanahi. Dika de nafkele mila bezmana mikavu chomer krav. He says, we can learn this, the bris or doche Shabbos bezmana. We're making a difference between a bris bezmana on the 8th day or we're on the 8th day. Right? From a kavu chomer la krav. Right? Vechiyata kra. And what's the pasuk teaching us for then? The basar or lato. That's for lobis mana, right? Because the lo nafkele b'kavachome. And then those who say you can't learn from a kavachome. The istrich lemila bismana krav safra. And you would need, like Rav Safra said, and Rav Safra was one over here who said, just find Rav Safra over here quickly what he said. Amar le Rav Safra rabbi, b'mai de Shabbos chamira, dil mitzaras chamira, shkain dochet avoda. Right, he says, where do you know that Shabbos is chamur? Maybe Tzarat is chamur. So he says, yeah, because you don't have to have a kavu chomer. It's struck that a mila bismana krav safra, but shelo bismana atyami benya. Remember, benya was the big guys and the old guys, etc. All of those. If you have a bris, you always take off the Tzarat. Remember that we said that yesterday. That was explained of benya. Right. So he says, yeah, elu techitur and Tzarat lo kol shekain. So therefore, right, that mitzvah of mila, right. If that is doche Shabbos, so mila will certainly doche the tzaraat because mila is doche Shabbos and that's doche the avodah and the avodah is doche Shabbos, etc. Like we saw all the time. Okay, so now we can. Amar basar, right? Now we're still carrying on with the subject over here, right? With Rabbi Yoshi, we had this machloket talaim over here. We said over here, basar afi sheyesh sham baheret yimol di Rabbi Yoshi. That was Rabbi Yoshi. It was Amar Mar basar afi sheyesh sham baheret yimol di Rabbi Yoshi. The Gemara quotes it brighter now and discusses it brighter. He says, "Ha lama likra? Why did a pasuk at all for this? Look what's going on. This is quite amazing because everything's coming to play now. We've learned over the masechtas." He says, "Why do I need this pasuk for telling me that if I do a brit milah and I can knock off the baheret, the tzaraat? Why do I need that for?" He says, "Davar she'emit kavenu, but davar she'emit kaven mutar. The pasuk like Rabbi Shimon, and davar she'emit kaven mutar. Now, why do I want to do a brit milah? I don't want to cut off the tzaraat. I want to do the tzaraat." Ah, the tzaraat got cut off when I did the brit milah. Okay, but I wasn't mitkaven to that. And we know that davashar mitkaven is mutar. So therefore, why did a pasuk? So Eitan says it's a psik reisha. Okay, so Eitan says not a good answer because it's a psik reisha. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaya, lo nitzuch el Rabbi Yehuda. What is it? We will need it according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Amar davashar mitkaven asur. So he says, no. Like, what doesn't give Eitan's answer yet? The Gemara says, no. Why do we need this Rabbi Yoshia, the Pasuk, for Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Shimon says, Davar Shem Mikavein is mutar. Rabbi Yehuda says, Davar Shem Mikavein is asur. We need the Pasuk for him. But strange, right? So Rabbi says, no. Rabbi says, Afilu em taimer Rabbi Shimon. He says, no, even Rabbi Shimon, we still need the Pasuk for why? Because Mode Rabbi Shimon, Bepsik Reisha, Velo Yamut. There we are, Itan. He says, because Rabbi Shimon agrees even that a psik reisha you can't do. So it's not a davar shem mikavein, it's pashut. If the guy has got baheret on the orla and you're going to do a brit milah, there's no way through the brit milah without cutting off the or without cutting off the baheret. So that's really not a davar shem mikavein. That's a psik reisha. That's going to happen. Psik reisha is like a chicken. What is psik reisha lo yamut? Can you cut the chicken's head off and it won't die? That's the thing. When you cut a chicken's head off, you know it's going to be constant. I didn't want to kill the chicken, I just want to cut his head off. That would be a davar shem mikavein. No, I didn't want to kill it. I just wanted to cut his head off. Rabbi, it's not. It's a psik reisha. It's the same thing over here. If you're cutting off the bris and it's by hurt on the bris, it's going to be a psik reisha. And therefore, Rabbi says, even Rabbi Shimon would need the pasuk. So now the Gemara of Abaya. Now remember, Abaya was the one who said, Lo nitzricha ele Rabbi Yehuda. Abaya said, we only need this for Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't Abaya also agree with Rabba that Rabbi Shimon would also need a because of Psik Reisha? Right? Often we see Rava Abaya de Amre Tarvayu. Remember, we see a lot of the time that both of them say that Rabbi Shimon says the Psik Reisha is Lo Yamut. So how come Abaya here wasn't part of the party? It was just Rava. Abaya lately Hai Svara. Abaya doesn't have that Svara. Vaha, we've seen before plenty times. You look at the Mishnah Shasavia, take half a second. Just for the fun of it, go with me. Go to Mishnah on the inside column. The Mishnah Shas there with the Gimel. If you look on next to your Gemara, if you've got Shas, it lists there. Le'el on Daf Ayin Hay, on Daf Kuf Gimel, on Kuf Yud Aleph, on Kuf Yud Zayin, on Kuf Kaf, and later on a Kuf Mem Gimel. About 6-7 places here where Rav Va'abaya, the Amre Tarvai, it's a cut and paste. Right? Where they say, Modi Rabbi Shimon Pik Rashi Velo Yamut. Rabbi Shimon agrees with Pik Rashi Lamut. So Abaya is part of the party. How come he suddenly he's saying a different opinion? Look at this. Unbelievable. Batar de Shame Mirava Savra. You're right. This Abaya saying Rabbi Huda, not Rabbi Shimon as well, is before he heard Rabbi saying this answer. When Rabbi gave this answer, Abaya said, voila, you're right. And from that moment onwards, Abaya agreed with Rava that Rav Shimon also will say, Psik Reisha Velo Yamut, we'll need a pasuk for. Now the Gemara says that this whole sugya where Rava said something and Abaya suddenly agreed with him, and from then onwards, Rava and Abaya, the Amre Travari, they both always say the same thing with regards to Rav Shimon, is not this, it's somewhere else. The Gemara says, Ikka de Matni Rada Abaya Rava Ha. That this sugya which took place in Rabbi Abaya is also to do with Baheret, but a slightly different sugya, where they say like this, he quotes a pasuk over here, He shamer benega tzarat lishmor ma'od v'lasot b'chol asher yiru etchem, v'im v'asher tivitim b'shimu lasot, do whatever you're going to do with this, be careful with this tzarat, alright, lishmor ma'od v'lasot. What does it mean, he shamer benega tzarat lishmor ma'od v'lasot, to do? Lasot, i'ata oseh, aval ata oseh, be careful what he's saying over here. Not to do anything, take it off. But you can have a bandage on you, or you can put a vemot shal gabek tefo, you can put a pole over your shoulder, you know, you're going to carry something. If you happen to have sarat over here and you put the pole down to carry something by this mistake, it knocks off, That's what the pasuk, that's the brightness says like that. Right? That'll say, is besviv al gabei raglo v'mot shal gabei ktefo im avra avra. So the Gemara says, v'alam nikra. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I can knock it off on that way? Davashem mitkavenu. Davashem mitkaven mutar. And if I just happened to lean a pole on my shoulder or wrap something around my foot and I had tzaraat, then in the process it knocked off. But I wanted to put the pole on my shoulder. I wanted to lean the pole on my shoulder. I didn't knock off the tzaraat. So davashem mitkaven. And there, Amar Abaya said, no, Rabbi, you're wrong. We do need the pasuk. Why? Not to say Rabbi Yehuda for Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Rabbi Shimon coming asu. And there, Rabbi said, "I feel no damn Rabbi Shimon." You could say Rabbi Shimon. We need a pasuk if that's the argument. Rabbi Abaya, why? Rabbi Shimon, but psik reish lo yamud. And then the Gemara says, "Abaya lately, how far has doesn't Abaya hold of this? If Rabbi Shimon holds of psik reisha." And on that, the Gemara said, "Why Abaya Rabbi Dami Charvayu? Rabbi Shimon psik reisha." Said Lebata the Shami Rabbi Savra. That's it. So it depends. Both agree. Both shittas agreed how to do with tzaraat. The question was if it had to do with Mila, etc., or cases of knocking of the tzaraat, or if it was just in other general way of knocking of the tzaraat. But at the end of the day, Rava and Abaya agree that Rabbi Shimon will agree that Psik Reish Lo Yamut Yir Pasuk. Okay. Now the Gemara says like this. Right, now we're back to Baheret. V'Abaya Alibad Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara asks a question out with that. Now, with regards to Abaya, as far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned, Hai Basar Mai Avidle. So now, really, what is this pasuk doing over here? Abaya, right, as far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned. Now, if you look at Rashi over here, V'Abaya, Rashi says, V'Abaya Rabbi Shimon, Me'ikara Me'kame Desavra, Hai Basar Mai Avidle. This is the Gemara is actually telling us now, this was a question that was asked, according to Abaya, before he agreed with Rava, that Rabbi Shimon will agree that a psik reisha you need a pasuk for. You with me? Is it clear what I'm saying? Right? We're going back. The Gemara's going back in time. The Gemara's question. Abaya went, before Rava said to him, even Rabbi Shimon says, psik reisha v'lo yamut, need a pasuk for, and I buy from that day onwards, agree with Rabbi Shimon, with Rava, when he said over here that we need this pasuk for Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Shimon says Davar Shel Mitkaven, and he thought at that time it was Davar Shel Mitkaven knocking off the Baheret. What did he think Rabbi Shimon needed the pasuk for? Clear? Because according to, at that stage, Rabbi Shimon never needed a pasuk, because Rabbi Shimon was saying it was Davar Shel Mitkaven. So Amram Bo'omer Lakutz Barato Hu Mitkaven. So that was a pasuk for if he actually said, look, yeah. Rashi Bo'omer Lakutz Gadol Shubar Onchin, a guy who's already offered Mitzvah Nechayim punishment. Omer Lamohel, he's having a bris. Says to the Mohel, Lakutz Barato Bekavanali Taher. He says, you know what? Cut it off me. I want to go and take the do it. So he said, I don't understand. So that's, and then you have Basar, which says that you aren't allowed to do it, right? Or that you can do it.
You are allowed to do it, right.
So Gemara says, Tainach Gadol, that makes sense if it's a Gadol, because a Gadol can, it's got Dar, etc. But Katan, Michael, what's it going to be? A Katan can't tell the guy to cut it off, I want to become Tahor. Right? So Amar Abashar Shea, Ba'omer Avia Ben Lakutz Baherti Benohu Kamikabe. Now it's actually the father, he's the one we're speaking about. So he says, if there's somebody else who's not the father, then let him do it. Look at Sha'elu Choshesh L'Taharo, who hasn't got any invested interest there, vested interest of making the child Tahor. Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says an opinion, if you ever can do a mitzvah asse without being ma'ake, the mitzvah lota, you should do it. Right? So basically he's saying over there, then if that's the case, let somebody else, even if it's the father, now it's got a problem. Why? Because the father's now being ma'akeh the love. Why be ma'akeh if you don't have to? Because if it's the davar shel mitkaven, then it's fine. Let somebody else do it. I need kavona with regards to the son to want to purify him at the same time and ma'akeh the love. So achet amar Rabbi Shimon made lakish kol makom shtam otzei osay v'lo atasei im ata yachol lekayem shtem mutav, that we've just said now. You know, v'atasei v'yedche tasei, there's nobody else there. Therefore, it's the father that relies on the father. So the pasuk telling us, even though the father now is behaving kavona to say to the mohel, cut over there with a bit of a heret, let's make him tower at the same time, the pasuk would help. Rabbi Shimon would say that's mutar and you can do it. Okay, amar mar. Now, we go back again. We saw this before. Amar mar, this is an extract from the Braita. Yom tov ena doche. Ele bezmana bilvad. When we saw that, I think it was it a Braita or was it the Mishnah? I think it was in the Mishnah. Where we said that, oh no, it was a Braita, we had a Braita. We had a Braita that Brit Mila Shelo bezmana, right, is not Doche. Right, if you go back, look of Kuflam Bet, Amud Bet, very quickly you'll see, in the top quarter of the Amud, we had the Tana Rabbanan, right? It's about 10 lines down the Amud. Tana Rabbanan, Mila doche et dochat hatzarat ben bismana ben shol bismana. Mila is always doche tzarat. Yom tov, eina doche, ele bismana bilvad. But yontif, you can only doche yontif for a brit mila if it's bismana bilvad. And look at Moshe Binani. Mili, where do we know it from? Only on the 8th day. Only on the 8th day of the bris can you doche yontif. If it's the 9th, if the child was sick and now it's 30 days late and he's healthy, you can't. And yontif, you got to wait another day. Okay, so now, Gemara says like this. Amar ena doche ele bimnani mili amar chizkia. So now we're going to see over here, I think I've marked off five reasons of five different sources of where we get it from, right? The first, what's the makor? It's a machloket amaraim over here. And what's the makor for this bright? Amar chizkia. Chizkia says like this. V'chein talent of chizkia. Also learned in chizkia midrash. Abaka, we got a pasuk, and the pasuk says, "Lo totiru mimenu ad boker." What's that pasuk speaking about? Ad boker v'hanotar minu ad boker v'etisrofu. So about the korbanot, right? That you've got a korban, you can't leave over the meat until the following morning, and what is left over in the following morning, you have to burn. Lo totiru mimenu ad boker v'hanotar minu ad boker v'etisrofu. So we say she'ein tamud lomar ad boker. What is the pasuk telling us when it says boker? Look at Rashi. She'ein tamud lomar ad boker. Right, tenaina vahanotar menu ad boker, the matzli mikta vahanotar ba'esh tisrofu. Just because it just said, right, velotar menu ad boker ba'esh tisrofu. What does it say? Vahanotar mi menu ad boker. Or if it says vahanotar menu ad boker, why does it say lototir mi menu ad boker? There seems to be a ribu here in the pasuk. It's telling us twice, don't leave it over till the morning and what's left over till the morning. Could have just said, what's left over in the morning, burn. Why does it say, don't leave it over till the morning? Right? That's what he says over here. Lam la lotochu menu ad boker. Right? Chantum lumar, matum lumar ad boker. What's ad boker? Ha katuv litain lo boker sheni lestreifato. Says Chizkia is telling us like this. Today is Yontif. Tonight is Yontif. Let's say Korban Pesach. You have a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. And then now tonight you have the Korban Pesach. And there's meat left over in the morning. You think you're going to burn it tomorrow morning. So Chizkia, no. It says, Lo totrimenu ad boker, va notar mimenu ba boker ba esh tisrofu. Ad a boker. Which is the boker? Not the boker of Yontif. The day after Yontif. What he's saying to us? You can't burn this the notarim on Yontif. You have to wait the following day and then burn them. So how does that apply to us? Right, he says ad boker. Right, look at Rashi over here. Varotai menu bizman she'asarti lecha tanu boker rishon kesheyavo boker sheini shu cholo shel moed tisrofu aval beyom tov lo. So he says, Rashi, therefore, Alma, Midi, Dechol, Lo, Avdina, Yontif, things that are for the weekday you don't do on Yontif. Pesach, Korban, Yudal, Benisanu, Shuchol. When's the Korban Pesach? Is the Korban Pesach on Yudalid? The Korban's Erev Yontif, not on Yontif, it's a Chol Korban. Therefore, you can't burn the meats of the Korban on Pesach. And Mila, the same thing. He says, Mila says, Rashi, Shilobis Mana, Nami, Midi, Dechollu. If it's on its 8th day, that's one thing. But it's not the 8th day. It's no longer a Shabbos tikka thing. It's not a Shabbos tikka thing. Shabbos lo hayas mana. So therefore, you can't do a brit on Yontif either. He learns it from the idea of Korban Pesach that you can't burn on Yontif. Abaye's got a different take. Abaye amarkra olat shabbat b'shabbato. He quotes a pasuk over here that says olat shabbat b'shabbato. Right. So the Korban Ola of Shabbos on Shabbos al olat hatamid v'niska. So you bring the Olah of Shabbos, right, on the Korban Olat HaTamid. Right, so what is Olat Shabbat Shabbato? Velo Olat Chol B'Shabbat, Velo Olat Chol B'Yom Tov. Says, which Olah can you bring on Shabbos? The Olah for Shabbos. But you can't bring an Olah for Chol on Shabbos. And the same thing, you can't bring an Olah for Chol on Yontif. Let's look at Rashi explains it again. Ivrei Tamid Shel Erev Yom Tov, Ein Krevin b'yom tov. U'milesh lo bizman enami kolat chol b'yom tov dami. Says, therefore, you can't. Same idea as the Evarim of Erev Yontif, you can't burn on Yontif. So to the mila, which is not on bizmana, you can't bring on Yontif. Rava says a different makor. Rava Amar Kra, what's his pasuk? He quotes a pasuk over here. Chodakot v'yom harishon mikra kodesh v'yom hashvi mikra kodesh. Kom lecha lo yaseh bahem. Ach asher yachel lechol nefesh ulevado yaseh bahem. Right? So we've got Yontif over here on the first day and on the seventh day. Right? Uyom Hashem Yikadosh Yolechem, Kom Elacha Lo Yaseh Vahem, Ach Asher Yachel Lechol Nefesh Ulevado. And you only do Melacha of Ochel Nefesh on the Yom Tavi. Hu Levado Yaseh Lechem. So says Avia Rava, Hu Velo Machshirin. You can only do things for the Yontif which are for Ochel Nefesh, and you can't prepare all the stuff to make all the things. Remember, we had this whole sugya a few days ago on Machshirin if they doche as well. Right, look at Rashi over here. Oh, there's no Rashi on that, but okay. He seems to be very straightforward. In other words, so Yontif, only for the day itself, you can do not preparation before. Suppose Brit Milah. Okay. Now, who yaseh lachem ulevado? Levado, sorry, carries on yet. Levado velo mila, shelo bizman, dat mekal vachomer. He says, and only levado itself you can do. It was the mila on the 8th day, but not mila shelo bizmana, because where do we learn that from a kal vachomer? Look at Rashi, shetitche, uma, and where do we learn the kal vachomer that mila is doche Shabbos? From the tzaraat is doche avoda, and avoda is doche Shabbos, and therefore the mila is doche Shabbos. Remember we learned that our story? Right? He says that the kal vachomer, uma tzaraat shelo avoda, mila shelo bizmana doche shta, kramin lael, shabbat shetitche b'bnei avoda, and din shemila, etc. So therefore, that would only be from a kal vachomer when it's bizmana. If it's not bizmana, we learn the kal vachomer. Okay, the fifth answer over here is Ravashi. Ravashi says, right? Rashi says, where do we learn that you can't mila isn't doche Yom Tov if it's on the 8th day? Shabbaton. He's got the pasuk that says like this: Daber b'nei Shav amarta v'lemor b'chodesh hashvi b'chad l'chodesh yelachem Shabbaton zichron trua mikra kodesh. Right, that's to my Rosh Hashanah. She says zichron trua mikra kodesh. Shabbaton yelachem zichron trua mikra kodesh. She says Shabbaton asehu. She says now, what do you mean Shabbaton? It's a mitzvah asei Yom Tov. Vahavale Yom Tov Aseh Velo Taseh. Right? So he says, so Ashabaton is Asehu. So now we've got Yom Tov is an Aseh Velo Taseh. Vein Aseh, which is Mila, Doche et Lo Taseh Vaseh. That's a little bit difficult, right? Because that's an Aseh, that would apply even if it's a Mila Bizmana. But then we've got the other limud. We've got the basar, we've got the bayom, remember? We learned the bayom. And the bayom said it was doche Shabbos. If it was doche Shabbos, it would be doche Yom Tov as well. But if it's not bismana, we wouldn't apply the bayom. We'd be, end up with the normal, regular mitzvah asay. And then we have a mitzvah asay, Lord. So we've got five sources over here.
Rashi says that.
Let me be fair. And so I have seen Rashi. So it's probably sitting in my subconscious. Okay, so it wasn't me. But shkoch, let's read Rashi. Vein asay demila doche lo tasay Shabbos, aval bizmana, shkoch ara, aval bizmana, itravei mi bayom. Okay, there we are. Right? Afilu b'shabbat. Okay, so we learned that. We learned that together, right? That's Rashi telling us what we learned, shkoch. Now, klal amar Rabbi Akiva. Now we go back to our Mishnah. Right, in our Mishnah, if you remember, let's find our Mishnah, remember where our Mishnah was. I don't know what daf our Mishnah was on. Klal.
Kuf
Lamed Amud Aleph. Thank you. Kuf at the very beginning of the parak. Right. So we said the Mishnah said like this. Let's find the. We said like as Rabbi Eliezer said, Kortim Etzim Lasot Pechamim. We said Rabbi Eliezer said that you can cut down the trees and make coals, etc. And then we said Basel. And then we said Klal Am Rabbi Akiva. Kol melachash efsh lasotah be'er Shabbos, eina docha et ha-Shabbos. Mila she'efsh lasotah be'er Shabbos, docha et ha-Shabbos. So we said that Rabbi Akiva is actually coming there. We explained Rabbi Akiva was being cholek on Rabbi Eliezer. That Rabbi Eliezer was saying that whatever you want to do erev Shabbos that you didn't do on Shabbos, you can do on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says, no, only what you couldn't do, you can do on Shabbos now. Going and making a scalpel, you could have easily done that on Shabbos. Like we said, you know, a bris doesn't come along as a surprise. You've got at least 7-8 day warning. Right? You've got 8 days. Let's say the bris is very early in the morning, 8 days. So you've got at least 7 full days of warning before a bris comes along, right? You can't say, oops, it's a bris. Never knew. Right? So here says the Gemara like this. Hold on. Okay, Klal Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Alacha K'Rabbi Akiva. So Alacha is like Rabbi Akiva. That's what Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says. Alacha K'Rabbi Akiva. Right. So the Gemara says Utna. We have a Mishnah. Nami Gabe Pesach Ki Hai Gavna. So Gemara asks you another question. I don't understand. Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva Kum Alacha Shiflos Bamei Shabbos Elo Seven Shabbos. Right. Blah 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 blah. And then Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Alacha K'Rabbi Akiva. We're going to see the exact same copy-paste from the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, the same machloket on a slightly different subject, and Amar Yehuda Amar Rav says, Alacha K'Rabbi Akiva. Why do we need them both? That's what Gemara's question is. Look here, with Naam, we're in the Mishnah, Naam Yigabe Pesach, Yagab, exactly like this. And yeah, we're opening inverted commas. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Kol melachash efshar lasot tamer Shabbos, eina dochat ha-Shabbat. Shchita she'i efshar lasot tamer Shabbat, dochat ha-Shabbat. Then we discuss something else with regards to the Shechita. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva. So we're saying, why do I need them both? Well, just Rav Akiva is repeating himself. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav is repeating himself. Why don't Rav Akiva said the Klal? He said the Klal. Gabarnu. So Gemara says, no, Tricha, we need them both. Why do we need them both? It says, the Iyashminan Gabe Mila, if we had just learned Rav Akiva saying this Klal with regards to Mila, so we wouldn't be able to draw from it general conclusions. We would have thought that it's unique to Mila. Why? Just when Gabe Mila would have said like this, Hatamu de Machshirin, there we allow you to do it. The Efshalasot Me'etmo, right? Hacha hu de Machshirin, sorry, there with regards to Mila, the Machshirin, all the preparatory stuff, the Efshalasot Me'etmo lo dachu Shabbos. Why? The Leike Karet, we'll see what that means in a second. Ava Pesach, the Karet, Eime Lidchu Shabbos. Korban Pesach, if you don't fulfill Korban Pesach on this day, you have Karet. So if you didn't do the Korban Pesach, you have karet. Now with regard to doing Mila, we would have thought that Rabbi Akiva is saying, listen, Mila, if you didn't do it, so you're not chayav karet, not the best thing to do. Look at Rashi Avia. Mila bizmana like a karet. The katan love bar onchinu. Because what do you want from the katan? He's an eight-year-old kid, if it's in the right day. He's not chayav in mitzvahs. He can't be chayav onesh. So if a birth didn't take place on the eighth day, you can't blame the kid. Right? Va'avua, look at this. Lo michayev alei karet. Even though the father is chayev to give the son, this actually is amazing, because some of you heard from me saying this, when my first son, Ro'i, who had a bris, I had a sefer at home, and Rav Pinchas Scheinberg, the whole chakiri in the back of the sefer, spoke about, is the father mitzuveh to mal the son? If the father is mitzuveh himself, then there's a big inyan in you appointing the mohel, your shaliach, because it's your mitzvah. So if you're going to appoint the mohel, to be your shaliach. And he says over there, no. He says, there's a mitzvah, the son has to be at a bris on the eighth day. And the mitzvah falls on the father. If the father doesn't do it, it goes to the community. If the community don't do it, the son gets older, it becomes his responsibility. But there's no inyan for the father to actually give his son a bris. And therefore, bringing a mohel, you've done your job. You brought a mohel. Your job is to make sure your son has a bris. So it makes sense in line with this over here. Because that's Rashi saying. There's no isur karet. Because it's not your mitzvah to do the mitzvah of the milah. The mitzvah is that your son has a bris. And you can't make a guy chayev karet for a mitzvah. It's not his mitzvah. It's not your mitzvah to do the bris. If you were chayev to do a bris, you could say he didn't do the bris. He's chayev karet. But what did he do? He just didn't organize his son a bris. And his son was the one who had to have a bris, not him. Now, nobody agrees with that, by the way. And my mohel didn't agree with me. And I gave him this whole long story there. And I said, now, please, when we come to the bris, don't ask me to appoint you as a shaliach. You're not my shaliach. Me bringing you is good enough. Yes, 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 yes. We got to the bris. And as he took it off, he said, please appoint me shaliach. And we used the same mohel four times. And four times had the same story. And the fifth time, we changed it. No, that's not why. Anyhow.
And you told him it was wrong each time.
Right. And yeah, this Rashi, I think, supports Rav Pinchas Scheinberg, not me, by the way. Anyway, it's clear. So that's why he says over here that we would need it. We wouldn't have thought that. About Pesach, the karet, no. And now the other way around. The iash me'inan gabe Pesach. If we just look at the halacha there in Masech Pesachim, right? Bishum de lo nichretu alei yurgir britot. We'd say, why in Hilchot Pesach did Rabbi Akiva say you can't prepare stuff on Shabbos if you didn't do it on Shabbos? Because it's not as chashuv as the Brit Milah. Brit Milah, we said the other day, remember, that in Brit Milah, Avraham Avinu, there was Brit Milah, was 13 Britot were karatu, how do you say, were entered into on that same day. So Brit Milah symbolizes something huge. Korban Pesach, nah. Avraham Milah de Nichot alei Shlosh Britot, Eimel Litchu Shabbos, therefore Tshicha, we need to learn it both here and both there, and if not, may you tar in either way, let's care. New Mishnah. This is a Mishnah by which we saw already. The Gemara quoted this on Daf Kuf Kaf Chet, right? Remember, in our previous Perek, we ended off the last Mishnah that we had said there, and then Rashi on our Perek, last Mishnah on Kuf Kaf Chet, they said, V'chol tzorche mila osin b'Shabbat. And we never discussed it in that Perek. When our Perek started on Kuf Lamed, right? Rashi says, V'kai amaknitin de pirkin de el de salik minay v'chol torche milosim b'shabbos. Our parak started off where that was. And then we discussed all things which we can and we can't make for the bris. The Gemara is now going back to that Mishnah. It says, osin kol torche milosim b'shabbos. And now the Gemara explains what they are. What are all these things that you can do? Mohalin, you can actually do the mila. Chotech, says Rashi, you do the cutting. Uforin, you know, mila is got mila and priya. You've got to do the cutting and you've got to like pull back. You know, the part that's left over. I'm not exactly sure how you do it, the priya. Right? I've never really looked too closely, even though five sons have been birthed. I've never really been able to watch the mohel doing this properly. I have to wait, please God, for a grandson. Maybe it's easier to watch your grandson, I don't know. Right? Or somebody else's son, I don't know.
Yes, right?
Or porin, right? Or motzitzin. There's also metzitza. You actually have to suck the blood. It's a big problem today with herpes and with all diseases that some mohalim use like a pipe. And they suck, but they don't actually blood into their mouth. The real way to do mitzitz is that the mohel will stick his mouth over and suck the blood that's stuck inside the aver and suck it out. That's what we're doing with mitzitzah. Look at Rashi Aviyah, mitzitzah in Adam. Now, what's the problem doing that on Shabbos? Because afagav dehi asiat chabura. When you're sucking the dam out, you're actually causing a blood to move. That's a chabura. That's bruising the child. That's causing a wound on Shabbos. She'ein Adam mitak. Mechaveru el al yedei chabura. There's Agur Abach that changed it. You're actually like sucking moving the blood apart. That's in itself on chabura. That's allowed to be done on Shabbos. V'notnin alea asfalanit v'kamun. And you can put on it a bandage and kamun over here. It's cumin, I think it is. Like to heal it, like all healing stuff, like medication. You put on the mercurochrome or whatever, gentian virus, whatever that stuff that you use. V'im lo shachak me'ev Shabbos. If you didn't grind this kamun er Shabbos, right? We've got a gzeiru shema yishchak ekasim amanim, right? This is mamash. proper grinding of medicine on Shabbos. Lo es b'shina v'noten. Don't grind with a pestle and mortar. Grind it in your teeth. Right, you know, doing a shinui. Rashi is over here. Why do you grind it in your teeth? Kamad efshali shanuya mishalina. Even you can do a shinui, so don't actually problem melocha, and then stick it on. You still have to do it. Right, look at this. But im lo taraf yain v'shemim erev Shabbos. If you never scrambled, mamash from like a beitzah. Rashi says over here, kacha yurigilin behirufua. And this is like for medication. Shem arvin v'torfin v'kara yain v'shemim. They would like scramble wine and milk together. He says kederech shetorfin beitzim, because like you scramble eggs in a bowl. Says Rashi. Okay, so scrambled eggs are not a new thing, right? It's at least 1,000 years old, right? Having scrambled eggs, right? The imlotav you can do on Shabbos, you know, tenze batzmo, but then don't mix them together. Do the oil on the one hand and the wine on the other hand and put them in separately. V'ainosin la chaluk lechatchila, and you can't make a bandage, like put like a cap. Rashi says, yeah, put up some sort of cap over the penis. Aval korech aleha smart to wrap it on you. V'imloit kin, right, a korech aleha, like wrap a plaster or some sort of cloth around him. V'imloit kin, if you didn't prepare this Erev Shabbos, then put it on your finger, korech aleha tzba'ot. Right, or maybe then you can carry it on Shabbos to the place, lafilu mi'chatzer achet, from a different chatzer. Okay, so that is the Mishnah. Got a long Gemara still to finish here. Okay, so Mishnah, the Gemara says like this, I don't understand. Look how the Mishnah started off. The Mishnah started off and said, Osin kol tzorchei mila b'shabbat. And then we went and rattled off about 6 or 7 things that you can do. The Gemara says, what's going on over here? Mishnah ketani kulu kol tzorchei mila latuye mai. Since we learned in the Mishnah that klal, that you can write all these things in detail, why did we learn the klal called Tzorchei Mila? What's it coming in? The Mishnah, the Gemara is saying, the fact that the Mishnah said you can do everything on Shabbos, and then it lists a whole list of things, there must be things that didn't list. So what is being hinted to in this called Tzorchei Mila you can do on Shabbos? Right, it says, Latuya Hara Tamar, we learned this. Hamal calls Manchu Osek Bemila, Choser Bein Alatitin Amakvin Et Amila, Bein Alatitin Shemakvin Et Amila. Let me just read it quickly. Right, he's like this: the guy who's doing the milah, hamal, the mohel, while he's busy doing the milah. Now you know very often, for those of you who got boys, you'll know that very often the mohel has to come back the following day to do a bit of a fix up. Right? Doesn't always work perfectly. There's sometimes pieces get left behind and stick out and don't thing. The mohel comes back and does a bit of a cut and chops off. Those little things are called titzin. So what the Gemara is saying over here is, what's it called Yushin Shabbos? While the Mohel is busy in the job and he's done the milah, before he actually walks away, he's still in the job. Ah, he notices a couple of things, he could go finish cutting them off. You might say, no, you've done the bris. That was what you could do on Shabbos. You want to do a fix-up, come back tomorrow. He says, no. While he's still busy doing it, he can do the fix-up. However, Piresh, once he's left and walked away, look at Rashi over here. Rashi says over here, Piresh, shesilek yadav. Now let's say he stuck his knife down. He's about to pack up, and the mother looks and says, "Ava, what's this?" He can't pick up the knife and go back. That's oist. Now he's got to wait till tomorrow. Al titin hama. Look here. Al titin hama akun ramila choser. Al titin shein akun ramila eno choser. There's certain titin which basically, if he didn't do properly, is not considered done having done mila. So on those ones, if it's big in the way, whatever the case is, it prevents the priya, whatever you're saying, right, then he can go back and cat, because that's miller again. But those that he's already said, listen, it's miller, it's a good kosher miller, even if I didn't fix it up, it just means it won't be the nicest looking thing as far as aesthetics are concerned, then he has to wait till tomorrow, then he'll come back and fix up. That's what we say you can do everything on Shabbos, which isn't mentioned in here. What's it like? It's man, tana, pirish, and a chose. So who's the tana? So now we see over here, and this is an interesting explanation on the Mishnah. Because we're suddenly realizing that not everybody agrees that you can do everything around the bris. And there's some Tanaim who say you can only do what's relevant to the bris. And once you've stopped, the bris is over now. And now you're going to start again. It's no longer a bris anymore. And now it's just cutting a person's flesh on Shabbos that you can't do. Who's the Tanu who says that? Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Bar Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishmael, Beno, Shabbi Yochanan, Ben Baruchihi. Now, why? How do we know that it's him? The Tanya, we have a Braita, which we've seen this before, by the way, in our Masechta. Arbasa Shechariot B'Shabbat, the 14th. Remember this? We said there about flaying the Korban Pesach and taking out the, you got to cut it open and take out the what do you call it? The inside, you know, the whatever. Right? Arbasa Shechariot B'Shabbat, Mafshit Era Pesach Era Chazeh, you only flay the animal up to its chest. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael Ben Osho Yochai Berukah. Chachamim say no, mafshitim et kulo. Now, why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch say this? Rabbi Shmuel says that. Look at Rashi. Right? He says, Mafshit arachaze, v'haynu piresh, titna masechet tamid, lo masechet tamid, gabay hefshito shaya matchil min araglaim. We said that they start from the feet. And they'd like lift the animal, slowly flay the animal all the way off, like try and not damage the leather as much as possible. They got to the chest. Then they chop the whole thing up. Now skip this Rashi down about 5-6 lines. The Gabe Pesach Nami, the Gospel of Pesach as well. Since they can already at the chazeh, when they get to the chest, they can take out, and the purpose for flaying the animal is to get out the Amorim, because they'll put the Amorim onto the Mizbeach. And get the Amorim out. Below Nimin, and now once you've got the nimim out, it's on Shabbos now, you're doing this on Shabbos, there's no reason to carry on. Your purpose is to get to the emerim. You pull them out. Stop and wait now till after Shabbos. Don't carry on. He says over here, look here, Amar Rabbi Ishmael, Shuv Eno Gomer Mafshit Bishum de Kevan de Piresh, Havia Chazara, Milta de Itchaltel Nafshay, Vushelola Tzorech Kavod, Dumi Aditzitzelo Makni, standing with me with the Brit Mila. Once you've done what you've got to do for Shamayim, you stop on Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch says the same thing over here. Rabbi Yochanan ben Osh, Rabbi Shmuel ben, what's his name? I get confused. Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch says the same thing. He says you can only do what you've got to do for Shamayim. The bris that you've got to do once you've stopped, you can't go back. If it's for ma'akev, it will prevent the bris from being completed, that you can do, but otherwise you can't, just like on Korban Pesach. So Gemara says like this, maybe that's not true. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yishmael ben Rabbi Yishmael ha'atam mishum de lo ba'inan. Right? He says there on Pesach, it was different. Why on Pesach did you stop? Because you never had an Indian on Pesach. It's amazing. Listen to this. Of Zeke, Levan, Veyu. Right, we know, where do we know Zekeli Van Vayu from? We know it from Sukkot, right, with an etrog. That you want to spend a bit of money, you want to get a beautiful etrog, because in your Hidur, right, Hidur Mitzvah, we say Zekeli Van Vayu, this is my God, right? And I want to make everything beautiful for him. Aval Hache, but yeah, so on Korban Pesach, there's no Zekeli Van Vayu, not beautifying the Korban. Now you're cutting it open, and you're ripping out its intestines, there's nothing beautiful about that. Right, but with the Brit Milah, there is a Keli Van Vayu. You want to make it nice. The Brit must be a nice Brit. This is a Brit to the Hashem. Right? Hachad Ba'inan Zekli Van Vayu. Hachan Rabbi here, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Baruch, right, his son of Yisrael will say, no problem. You can do it. So it's not a proof that it's him. Right? It would only be a proof that he's the Tana over here if we could prove that he would agree with regards to Brit Mila the same thing. There's no proof that he agree with the same thing. Right? And how do we know that the Tanya Zekli Van Vayu, what does it mean? Hitna'e. From the word Anvayu comes the word Hitna'e. Beautify lefanav b'mitzvot, right? Asay lefanav sukana'a, velulav na'e, veshofar na'e, tzitzit na'e, sefer Torah na'e, uchetov bo lishmo, but your name make it written in nice ink, bekumus the nice pen, belavlar uman with an artist, with a professional sofer, vekorcho b'shirayin and wrap it up in nice cloth. Interesting, nothing mentioned here about an etrog, by the way. That etrog over here. I would have thought the first thing that comes to my mind with regards to Zekeli Van Vayu's etrog. But yeah, you cross the board. That's why there's an Indian in a nice parochet for a Sefer Torah. Zekeli Van Vayu. It's not just Tam Sefer. This is Hashem Sefer Torah. You make a nice effort. Right? Abba Shaul, the Gemara brings this brightness. Abba Shaul Cholek and says, no. Anvayu doesn't mean hitna'e. It's a different take on Zekeli Van Vayu altogether. What is Anvayu? He says, Havei dome lo. Zekeli va'anvayu ve'tie dome lo. He's got a different take on Anvayu. Interesting. That's not the classic interpretation. Mahu chanum v'rachum, afatachum v'rachum, so he's merciful, you'll be merciful, etc. So therefore, the Gemara says, you're right. Maybe it's not the same with Rabbi Shimon over there. Maybe Rabbi Shua ben Obrach Shukhamach wouldn't agree. El Amrav Ashi. So who's the Tanav Mishnah? Says Rabbi Ashi, ha mani Rabbi Yossi, he is Rabbi Yossi. Why did Rabbi Yossi? Ditna, we have a Mishnah. Right? This is a Mishnah. In Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Eli Melech Nachot. It says, Bein shenire ba'alil, u'bein shelo nire ba'alil, mechalin alav el Shabbat. Tana Kama says, this is what I think Birkat HaChodesh with Kiddushim with the Eidot. Right? Look at Rashi. Bein shenire HaChodesh. If you can see the new month. Ba'alil. What does it mean, Ba'alil? Begilui lakol. Pashut. The whole world can see it. Now, what's your concern? It's Shabbos. And you're going to leave the Tchum of Shabbos and go to Beit Din and tell Beit Din that you saw the Kiddush, the new moon. But now you say to yourself, wait a second. It's so clear. Everybody saw it. Why must I mechal Shabbos? There's some guy right there around the corner from the Beit Din. He'll go and tell the Beit Din. What, David? Oh, you look like you wanted to say something. You leaned into the mic and you about to talk, okay? Right? Mechal Shabbos. So there, Rabbi Yossi says, no. Nirah ba'alil ain mechalin et Shabbat. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Look at Rabbi Yossi there. Al ma'af agav de'ika mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to go for Kiddush HaChodesh. Kevan de'lav le'tzorich gavohu. Since it's not le'tzorich gavoha, because Ali will do it. It was noticed. Lo mechayyam mechal Shabbos. V'hachinam yisot to in our case. Piresh, once you left the bris and the bris is completed. Da'ave etchel to dechilu. Ki hache belo tzorich gavoha lo mechayyam. If it's not for the purpose of the Brit Milah. And so that's why the Tana says that if it's titzin roma akev, and everyone agrees you can go back and cut them. But if a titzin rabbi akev is just a question of making them look nice, there you will wait until tomorrow. And it seems like Rabbi Yossi, who would say the same thing with Kiddush HaChodesh, if there's no pressing need, it can be done in another way, it's not part of the mitzvah, then don't worry about it. So the Gemara says again, how do you know that Rabbi Yossi? Maybe it's not the connection, maybe there's no parallel between these two cases. He says, Mimai. Dilma ad kan lokam Rabbi Yossi ha tam. Right, so the Hagura Bach adds in over here, hat ele mishum. The law nitne Shabbat lidachot, right? Because there, with regards to Kiddush HaChodesh, look at Rashi over here. Law nitne, second last narrow lines. Afilu b'hatchalata tahani rabalil. Maybe there wasn't even a beginning that allowed you to even start being mechal Shabbos. Why? Because since it was so obvious to the whole world that the new moon was out, you couldn't even start walking. Aval hachas says Rashi, kevin shenitne Shabbos lidchot lahatchil ba'amila hachinami dechi pirish v'hadeh lav itchalte nafshehi v'hadeh kamo shlo pirish. The Gemara goes, he says, yeah, you started the mitzvah beheter. You allowed him the mechal Shabbos to start the bris. So once you started, finish. And even if you pirash, you stop for a moment, you thought you were packing up, and suddenly you notice there was some tits in there, doesn't matter. Go back. And now Rabbi Yossi might agree. There, with regards to the moon, Rabbi Yossi said no. But how do you know he would say the same thing over here? So we can't prove that Rabbi Yossi is the Tana of our Mishnah either. Right? Kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi delot nidah shabbat dechot, aval hacha dinah shabbat dechot, hachinam. It was el amre nahardai, senai nahardai. We say, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Rabbanan de plige aleid Rabbi Yossi. It's the Rabbanan that are cholek on Rabbi Yossi. Now let's see what's the machlok we're speaking about to understand who the Rabbanan are. Ditnad, we have a Mishnah. This is a Masechet in Menachot as well. He said like this, Arba Kohanim, right? Just two words of quick background, right? Well, we're running late. Two words of quick background. Yes, right. Whether on Shabbos, you know, the lechem apanim had to be in the Beit Hamikdash all the time. It had to be lechem apanim tamid. A lechem tamid was always there. And the Beit Hamikdash, you could never not have bread. The question now is, the Gemara we see a machlok in the Braita. How did they do it on Shabbos? The bread was break day of Shabbos. It was kept. Then on Shabbos, guys with two kohanim would walk into the Beit Hamikdash. They go to the table. The table was on the north side. You'd come into the Kodesh HaKodashim, into the Kodesh. Right, from you pass the Mizbeach up the stairs, you'd come in on the east, moving west. And the Kodesh HaKodashim was on the west. As you walked in, to your right would be the northern side, that's where the Shulchan was. And to your left, which is the southern side, that's where the menorah was. And in the middle, there was the Mizbeach HaKetoret, right? You got it? So the Shulchan is on the north. We learned it. We learned the Gemara in Bimitri Brach, in Mizbeach, I would say, La Shir, Madrim, Malachkim, Matzpin, the other way around. Then we learned that. We discussed all the Mizbeach Brach. So now, Kohanim walk in, there are two layers of bread. Remember, the Shulchan is got one layer and another two rows of breads, right? And that, etc. And that's a maracha. So one Kohen would walk in with the one maracha, other Kohen with the other maracha. Other Kohanim would come and take the old maracha. Two Kohanim would take the old maracha. The question is, do they have to do it pushing as they push out the one, sliding in the other, so that the Shulchan is never left without bread? Or do we say, no, be practical, be real. Take out the bread and put on the new bread. And say, you know what, big deal, the Shulchan won't have bread for a few moments. That's still called Lefanai Tamid. That's a machlokin in the Brayta we're going to discuss. So I'm going to go through it very quickly. Right, what's the Mishnah? It says like this, Ditnan arba kohanim lichin four kohanim ga'in, shtayim bi'alim shtay sederim, two in each hand, the two sederim, u'shtayim bi'alim shtay bazikin, and the other two have got the bazikin, that's the levana, right, the frank incense they got to carry also on the table. Va'arba makdimin, and four going before them, shtayim litol shnei sederim, two take out the two loaves, the two rows of bread, v'shtayim litol shnei, and two take out the bazikin, hamachnisin umdim etzafon, and now the bread went from north to south. So the Machnitzim stand on the south side, Upinem, and they're facing the south, on the north side of the table, and they're facing the south. V'amotzinum dimadrom, and they're standing on the south side of the table, Upinem letzafon. Elu moshchim v'emelechim, these pull and those push. So as the bread's coming out, the bread's coming in. You got it? That's what the Tanna Kamma says. Right? V'amotzinum dimadrom, v'emelechim letzafon. Elu moshchim v'emelechim. Tafcho shel zeh, betzat tafcho shel zeh. They're one up against the other. Mishum sh'tiyamar, it says, lifnei, lefanai tamid. That's Tanna Kamma. It has to be the always on every, you can never tell without bread. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Afilu elu notalin ve'elu menichin. Even though those take out, af zeh haya tamid. That's also called tamid, Rabbi Yossi. You have to exactly the same time. I bring out, and you put in. It's pashut, the table will be empty for a few seconds. That's tamid. So now we're saying, it's those Rabbanan who are saying the table has to always be tamid, they're the Tanna of our Mishnah. Right? How are they the Tanna of our Mishnah? Ushnailit, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu elu notalin tchila. Umesalkin kulam na shulchan. Af ze tamid uk Rashi umani mekem tamid. What does it mean tamid? Shlo yalin shulchan belo lechem. I can't leave the table. I can't go away and take out the bread and forget it for a few hours. That's called yalin, to leave the table. But to take out and put in, that's not called leaving the table. Ul Rabbanan, ish shaklei v'shavkelei v'harim mesadrei, lo miklu tamid. Tachamim say no. Ela hatchala achriti. It's a new beginning. If you take out bread now, you leave the table empty. When you put in bread, that's called beginning again. And we want it to be a revolving cycle, never beginning. And so now, how do we understand those of the Rabbanan who say that you can't fix the start the bris again if you stopped? Pirash, the same idea. Once you've stopped, you've taken away, you start having the bread, it's a new beginning. So too with Brit Mila. Pirash Nami, Kihadar Ati Miltachiti. Once you start anew, when you pick up the knife again to start again, it's a new beginning. Right, Rabbi Yossi, Amar ki shav keva harem mitchilin amitamidu. Rabbi Yossi says, no, big deal. The harem mitol were one thing. Hachlem with bris as well. Piresh chozer apishayim akvin dechule gamil. Rabbi Yossi will say, what are you talking about? The guy started a bris. He put his knife down. That doesn't mean he stopped the bris. He hasn't stopped the bris. He's finished whatever he had to do. Rabbanan who argued him there on the table say, no, taking out the bread without having bread on immediately at the same time, that's called starting again. And they're the ones of our Mishnah that say that. Okay. Right, so that's who we would say over there. Because now, filu elu notim elu menachin, afshet amin, tat rabbanan. Mahal ketin, now we changed, that was the end of that sugya, now we carry on. Mahal ketin et amila, right, you can bandage, you can dress the wound. This is betitin amakvin, right? Et amila, im lo hilkeit anush karet. If you didn't, mahal ketin over here, mahal ketin et amila, right? And Rashi says that particularly, mahal ketin et amila, is referring to the tzitzin. I'm trying to find the Rashi over here. Malkatin betzitzin amakvin. Those which we said, everybody agrees, right? That those that prevent the bris from being completed. Vim lo hilkeit anush karet. If you didn't do it, you chayv karet. Someone says, money, who's chayv karet? Right? Rashi says, karet zu, shomihu. Who's chayv karet? Amrav kahana, oman. Who's oman? Right? That's the mohel. Right, and we're talking about on Shabbos specifically. Shechilel Shabbat v'lo asa mitzvah. Why is he chayv karet? Because he was mechalel Shabbos by doing the bris. He didn't fulfill the bris. Didn't do the bris properly. So it's just like he basically went and cut the wound in somebody.
So matkidar.
Why, when you chayv Shabbos without a hatra'ah, you chayv karet? I think. Right, it wasn't. You could say it wasn't peshogeg. Because he never, he knew about Shabbos. Maybe he knew that it was Asur. He never got Hatra'ah. So he'd be Chayav Karet, I think. It's a question what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Right? Matkira Papa, Uman Leim Elehu, Ana Avdei Palgri Mitzvah, Atun Avidu Tu Palgri Mitzvah. So he says, what is that? I don't understand. He says, if that's the case, the Moel can just simply say, Adil Hof, Rav Venema Ana Avdei Palgri, Klomar Hoyil Ukeshe Hitchil Brishut, Hitchil, if they want to argue, he doesn't want to go back and do it. Why is he chayav karet? Because I started off perfectly good. I don't half the mitzvah. So you go and finish off. Why is he chayav karet? He doesn't want to do it anymore. Right? El Amra Papa Gadol. So therefore, it can't be the Uman. Uman can easily get out of it. He can't be chayav karet. Who's chayav karet? Yeah, the Gadol. What's the Gadol over here? Rashi Gadol Shemal Kamar. Talk about a Gadol, an adult who's being mauled. Uvechol. Right, and during the week, va'anush karet, the kama mishum mila kamar, da'adain arelhu. because he stops the miller there, let's say. He doesn't go and finish off getting this little job done. He's chayav karet because he's now allowing himself to stay in Arel because he's not properly mild. Nothing to do with Shabbos, says Rav Papa. So Matr Rav Ashi, we're talking about Gadol Behediketiv with the Pasuk of Aral Zachar, Shlo Yimol. You can't tell him from over here. Yeah, we've got a perfect Pasuk for that. Amar Rav Ashi, no. L'olam Umar, it's always the Mohel who's chayav karet here in Abraita. Why? Kugon da'ata bein ha-shmashot to Shabbos. Now he came just before Shabbos. And they said to him, "You're not going to manage to do it before Shabbos. The 8th day was on the Friday, and you arrived there at Shabbos right, but too late." And he said, "No problem. He did it below astapek. Turns out that he made a chabura, and he was anush, and he was chayev karet. Look at Rashi over here, David. I think he'll answer your question. The whole day is open for milah." And they said to him, "Lo mesapek ligmor b'yom shekiel chatav tasei chabur b'shabes shelo b'mitzvah anush karet." And you're going to be over it below mitzvah, and it's a karet. Why? Umihu mita like there's no mita. Why? The law itru bei le mita. No warning. It wasn't hatra'a. Right? The law kibel alav hatra'a. Never accepted upon himself the hatra'a. The karet ikar is karet. The atchala brishut lo hitchil started with nothing. The law need the shabes lidchot ilo b'shazu. So it was in my subconscious. That's the Rashi over there. That was the answer to your question. Right, Motzatzin. I'm tempted. Amar Rav Papa. Hi, Umna. The law mayit sakanahu v'avrinan le. Says this mohel, right, who doesn't do matitza, the sacking, that's a sakana, and avrin, you're moving from this job. You don't have to be a mohel. So it says, Pshita, what's the problem? Mina kamachale le shabbos sakanahu. The Mishnah says you can mechal Shabbos for doing the matitza. So obviously, the only reason you can do it because it's a sakana. Still, are you an answer on v'chai bahim? I haven't forgotten that. All right? So mahu de taima. Right, what would we have thought? Was it not so pashut? Hi, dam mifkad pakid. Right, we would have thought that this blood over here, Rashi matiti lo ashminan de bechalo Shabbos ala, the dam mifkad pakid, mufkad vomecha, the blood's there, kinatun bekli, kinakli, matitza ein chabura, and therefore we would have thought that this matitza is not a chabura. Right, and therefore ve'en kan isur Torah, not an isur of the Torah, mishum hachi shari ve'lo mishum sakana, and that's why it's not because it's sakana you're doing it, it's because it's a mitzvah. It's not really sakana. Ve'umna de lo ma'itz bechol lav sakanti ve'lo ni'abra. And you would think if you didn't do the chol, it wouldn't be sakana. If you wouldn't remove him, the Gemara says no, you're removing whatever the case is. Gemash v'lan chabura mi'chaver. It's actually it's the wound of which is allowed, and it probably right. It's not because of a sakana dafka. Ve'dumid is plant v'chamun, and similar to putting on to dressing the wound. Ma'aspirit v'chamun. What about this plaster and this cumin? Kilo avitz. If you don't do it, it's a sakana. It's just dangerous, not because it's a sakana, but because it's a part of the person. It said to anyone who you want to win, you would have thought it, maybe not. Okay, let's end the five here. I think that's enough.